All right, Shavuot, say good morning, Baruch Hashem. Thank you. Let's begin. We are picking up on the bottom of page Kuftes Zayin. The Chasher Miskadol Ata B'Machshavos Toros U'Bechasidus Mialdus. Remember again, continuing on the same theme, that if we ingrain and condition positive spiritual behavior from our youth, I should say, if we ingrain and condition within ourselves positive spiritual behavior from the time that we are young, ultimately it becomes second nature. Like the examples that the Piagetna gave yesterday. And when you increase within your mind, right, pure thoughts from, with chasidus from your youth, v'tachros utetzayir b'mochecha v'libcha ba'atzabe or ba'arke enecha asher tiskadol bom sha'asar l'cha listakir la'adava asar, as kishetigdal inecho asherak yaschil is karefen davra also listakabo, od terem tirena reia behir, I'm just going to give you more line, it will translate. The od terem yedea mochacha vedatcha kidas kidavra also lefneem maher tisobavna. So we'll say, so again, he's focusing on the ability to condition oneself to such a degree that literally I don't see prohibited things. I just don't see it. What does it mean not to see it? So it says the Piagetna that if a person conditions themselves to live in a state of kiddusha, to live in a state of holiness, to live in a state of tara, state of purity, where I recognize that I must be careful with what my eyes see, it becomes almost like a Pavlovian response. When I see something negative, my body, my eyes shift. My eyes will shift left, right, down. The idea being the same way that I know to roll myself back from the edge of the bed, the same way that I know to scratch myself, right, to scratch my face after I've been bitten by a bug. Those are reflex. So to a person conditions themselves with chasidus, a person conditions themselves with kiddush and tara, by definition, the eyes become conditioned to ultimately avert that which is negative. And you won't even be consciously aware of this process. And ultimately, again, you're able to navigate in the world without going ahead and encountering that which is aser. Avazel, rak im lo tisovev bishvakim barachovos stam. So again, this of course is predicated that you help yourself in this process. If you go ahead and you wander around the marketplace, I guess the marketplace is, there's inappropriate stuff there. If you wander around the marketplace, of course, again, you're going to end up seeing things that you should not see. But assuming that you put yourself in the right types of circumstances, then ultimately, again, there is this possibility to condition yourself, to condition your eyes, so that literally, again, without even a conscious mechanism, my eyes shift whenever they sense that something inappropriate is about to occur. So this is all assuming that you don't place yourself in inappropriate circumstances. This is all assuming that you expose yourself to certain things only to the absolute need that is necessary. And furthermore, that you constantly keep the yoke of Torah and Kiddusha around your neck. See, here's what's amazing. Remember again, the Piagetna said, the power of conditioning yourself when you're young is what? Is the goal is, and this sounds strange, is you eliminate the struggle. You see, we also try to condition our eyes. I also want to be conscious about what I look like. But for me, it's a constant struggle, right? Meaning every day is a struggle. The difference with conditioning is that you could eliminate the struggle, meaning the end result could be the same, which is I could go ahead and make sure that I care about what I look like. The difference is, for me, it'll be a daily struggle versus the person who, when they were young, conditioned themselves. They don't have that daily struggle. It becomes almost like a second nature. Gesh hala min machshavo selu. And again, the Piagetna's point, I will say, this I think resonates with many of us very strongly, is there is so much time and energy that is wrapped up in the struggle, right? So much time that I spend combating things, right? And that's just energy and it's time. Imagine for a moment if instead of using that energy to combat things, I used that energy to move myself forward. In other words, I have to expend so much energy just to hold my ground, just to hold my ground where I am. Imagine if instead of expending that energy to hold my ground, I could use it to propel myself forward. Says the Piyajetna, he says, Gesh halam nachshava seilu. How incredible would it be to stop having to struggle and to allow something to become second nature? Rak shestam tiskra pechkof yudzayin. She'ata yehudi velo hefker. She'ata yehudi velo hefker chas shalom. Umikol shekin. She'tisragya lachshav izid davar shel kedusha. O'al kol panim davar mischar be'es halacha. So this is actually very interesting. He says, ultimately again, when you're, so what do you do if you're walking in the marketplace? Obviously, see what the Piyajetna says. So the Piyajetna is describing two things over here. He's describing, number one, this idea that I could make something second nature. Again, I will say, which I just want to point out, he happens to be using the example of looking at inappropriate things. But the truth is, you could, this, the application is in everything. You know, I'll give you a simple example. Let's say a person who conditions themselves to see the good in other individuals, right? The person who conditions himself to be dan lekafschos, to give the benefit of the doubt. So if you condition, so what happens when you first start this process of trying to look at people in a positive way? It's very time consuming. Why? Because it's not so poshut that everybody has redeeming qualities, right? So it takes some time, but then something amazing happens, which is when you condition yourself in it, it becomes second nature. I mean, he's using the example of shmiras ha'inayim, of ultimately being vigilant with what we look at, because that's a daily struggle that many of us encounter. But the truth is, it's the same with anything. If you condition yourself, it becomes second nature. If you don't condition yourself, then ultimately, again, it's a battle. It's a battle. And that battle, which you could be successful in, which hopefully we are all successful in, day in, day out, takes a lot of time and takes a lot of energy. Imagine if we condition ourselves instead, then by definition, instead of waging the battle, I can use that same energy to propel myself forward. Now, he does give a word of caveat over here. Don't think for a moment that once you condition yourself, so everything is okay. That's not the case at all. Even once you condition yourself, again, we'll say we know that you still have to go ahead and be careful, right? You still have to go ahead and maintain proper vigilance. For example, he says, even if you condition yourself not to look at inappropriate things, so remember, says the Piyajetna, when you're in the marketplace and you are bombarded ultimately by negative influences, a person still has to be careful to keep their mind rooted in the same way. He says, for example, lachshav izo davar shel kedusha, for example, to think about something holy, or al kopanim davar mischar, or business. Business, okay, you know what? Not everybody can think about Divrei Torah all the time. That's all right. But at least if you're not going to think about Divrei Torah, keep your mind on something that is at least not unholy. Right? So think about Torah or think about your business dealings. But again, even if you condition yourself, don't think that you are without challenge. Even if you condition yourself, if you know that you're going to be in a place where you're going to be challenged, at the end of the day, you have to make sure to keep your mind occupied. And I will say, this, by the way, is another incredible piece. We're going to have to stop over here with this. But this is another incredible piece. I will say, this idea of keeping your mind occupied, this idea that sometimes the worst thing we do is allow our minds just to roam free. There's a time for that, to allow free flow of thought. But sometimes when I know that I'm about to be in a challenging situation, about to be bombarded, the best thing I can do is keep my mind occupied with something else, something productive, and ultimately, again, keeps me focused on the correct direction. All right, then we'll stop over here for today. Shkoyah.